Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh.
Well, welcome to Mind Food Radio. Today on our show, we have Polly Ray, who writes our smart eating column. Hi, Polly.
Hi, Michael.
Well, today we're talking about chronic fatigue, and I've got to tell you, it's one of those things that I sort of feel that we've heard a lot more about over the last couple of years in terms of chronic fatigue syndrome, or perhaps, I don't know, more people I know perhaps are suffering it. It's an illness that just really seems to knock people over, you know, in terms of low-level energy and fatigue. What is it exactly?
It's interesting that you say it's becoming more popular, or not more popular, but more common and more well-recognized. But it's not just the fatigue. The chronic fatigue syndrome is so much more than the symptom of just fatigue. It actually requires a very, very specific set of symptoms to diagnose chronic fatigue syndrome. And those symptoms, they need to last for more than 6 months, particularly the fatigue and all of the other symptoms that go alongside it, so including depression, even muscle soreness, glandular involvement and those symptoms, they actually need to not have existed before that fatigue. So we're not just talking about the general fatigue of people from, you know, having busy lives and maybe feeling a little bit tired, but this is a very real syndrome and one that I think is getting more recognition as more people are experiencing it.
How does a diagnosis, though, for it, you know, for the illness sort of come about?
How did the diagnosis come about?
Yeah, like how do you diagnose it? Because, you know, a lot of people now and then feel a bit down or a bit knocked over or a bit, you know, low in energy. How is it exactly that, as you said, sort of you've got to wait for 6 months to have that? You know, what is the best way to get diagnosed with this?
Yeah, that's right. You don't necessarily want to wait for 6 months to understand what's going on with your body, do you? But it is very specific because there are so many conditions where fatigue can be a part of those conditions. But chronic fatigue syndrome, it's psychological as well as physical and emotional. So as I say, if you are someone who's all of a sudden with absolutely no explanation, so it's not because you've been busy at work or it's not because it's the end of Christmas and the New Year and you're feeling tired, it's for no explained reason that you've come down with this feeling of fatigue and one that is unable to be fixed through, say, rest or normal things that might have you feeling better after feeling fatigue. So it's unexplained and it's not curable through those normal channels that you'd normally fix fatigue with. So on top of that, though, as I say, it's also muscle soreness and really, really severe sort of muscle soreness some days, and others just that lingering underneath that you feel that doesn't go away. You know, you even mentally, memory and concentration can become quite poor as well. So these are things that as I say, you can experience normally, but when you combine all of these symptoms and there's no explanation for them, then you'd start to look at the chronic fatigue syndrome as a cause.
And tell me, in terms of foods, what should sufferers sort of steer clear of in terms of their eating?
Well, there's a lot of inflammation that happens with chronic fatigue. So your general rule with the diet is to keep it very clean and things that don't slow you down and have you feeling very sluggish. So eating very small amounts of food but regularly throughout the day so that you're not weighted down, I guess, and not feeling sort of tired. Your body's not using a lot of energy to digest really big meals. So very, very small meals but regularly is important. Taking all of those things out of the body that cause inflammation, as I say, like dairy and gluten and any allergies that someone may have, it's really important to recognise those and take those out of the body as well. And I know that's the standard naturopathic answer, but those things, dairy and gluten, they can cause a lot of inflammation and they can cause a person to become quite sluggish as their body tries to digest these things that they're struggling to digest.
It's interesting, because in the magazine, you know, we even get more specific in terms of fish and, you know, apple cider vinegar and ginger and turmeric. What other ingredients, though, should sufferers be looking at?
Yeah, that's right. So there are specific foods that that can actually help with this condition as well. So basically looking at nutrients that are commonly seen as being deficient in someone with this condition are those that run what we call the mitochondria, which is a part of the cell, which is the energy production of that cell. So nutrients like magnesium, CoQ10, and L-carnitine is a nutrient as well, are really important to get that little mitochondria working and producing energy. And those nutrients can be found in foods. Magnesium is very high in leafy greens, for example, and that's a great thing to include in your diet. L-carnitine is high in meat, so small amounts of meat is good. But again, the sort of nutrients you might need to have in supplement form just initially until you start to see improvement. But like you say, apple cider vinegar is great because it's a really lovely anti-inflammatory. It's also going to help the person to break down food well so that, again, the body's not using up lots of energy to break down the food. The apple cider vinegar will just help with that. And then things like ginger and turmeric, they're really nice circulating stimulatory foods. So they actually increase blood circulation. And by doing that, that provides energy for someone. So once you get blood circulating, it sends a bit more oxygen to the body and you can have this feeling of being more energized. So natural ways to do that are with things like ginger and turmeric. I think we also mentioned as well coconut oil, which is getting a lot of recognition at the moment, but it is a really good source of immediate energy. So it's something that you can have on its own or just add even to tea as well, just for that little boost. And then like you say too, Michael, fish is great. Protein is really important for someone with chronic fatigue because it gives us energy as well and it looks after our muscles. And fish is a nice way to get protein. It's clean and it's just light for the body to digest as well.
Well, my New Year's resolution, and I've got to tell you, I'm very cynical when it comes to New Year's resolutions, was to eat more fish and sort of leafy greens and salad. And I've got to say, you know, I know we're coming to the end of January, but I've done it. And I feel so much better. I just feel lighter, you know.
Excellent. It's amazing, isn't it? And one month, like you say, it's noticeable.
I don't know how I'm going to go as we creep into winter, but certainly over summer it's easy. Hey, listen, Polly, as always, it's great to have you on the show.
Thanks, Michael. Lovely to speak to you.
That was Polly Ray, a naturopath who writes our Smart Eating column on Mind Food, all about chronic fatigue. For more details, go to mindfood.com.
Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh.